This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A federal COVID relief program to help low-income consumers pay their internet bills will start taking applications tomorrow. The Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, it offers discounts on internet bills and an allowance to help pay for maybe a new computer. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on who is eligible.
One Monday morning last year, right before Christmas, Bernadine Ramsey woke up to trouble. Ramsey, who lives in Washington, D.C. with her husband and 10-year-old daughter, was up early to study for an IT training course she's taking, but there was no Wi-Fi signal.
So that was very, very alarming when I don't see that in the morning.
Ramsey's internet was out for a full week. Her daughter, Naya, couldn't use the laptop she got from school for her virtual lessons. Ramsey turned the data on for her phone, and they shared it, Naya squinting at the small screen for her classes during the day, Ramsey using it to study at night.
But thank goodness I still have my phone, so we were able to get on for her and get on for myself as well.
Ramsey says her internet is fixed now, but it's still slow. If Ramsey qualifies for the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, she'll get up to $50 a month toward broadband service. Ramsey says she'd use it to upgrade her internet. She could also get a $100 discount on a new computer. Her 10-year-old desktop recently bit the dust. It looks like Ramsey would qualify. Yosef Gattacho is with the consumer group Common Cause.
The eligibility criteria for this program is pretty broad.
Gattacho says you automatically qualify if you're in a government program like SNAP or Medicaid. Ramsey's enrolled in Medicaid, so she's eligible. You also qualify if your income is at or below 135% of the federal poverty line, or if your income took a substantial hit from a job loss. But there's a catch, says Gigi Sohn. She's at the Georgetown Law Institute for Technology Law and Policy.
This is temporary. I think it's important to note that the digital divide doesn't go away when the pandemic does, and it's important to have a permanent program.
Congress allocated about $3 billion for the emergency broadband benefit. The program ends when the money's gone, or 6 months after the federal government declares the pandemic is over. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.